from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Kelly on WVON AM 1690.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to America's Heroes Group Roundtable with partner VHPI, Veterans Healthcare Policy Institute. Today is Saturday, December 19th, 2020. December is AIDS Awareness and National Human Rights Month. Our host is Cliff Kelly. I am his co-host, Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold, and our executive producer is Glenda Smith. Digital media producer is Manny Carazzari. Today we have Suzanne Gordon from VHPI, Senior Policy Analyst, and her work expands over three decades, reporting on healthcare programs, workers, policy, and she has also authored or edited 21 books. Suzanne has written two books, The Battle for Veterans Healthcare and Wounds of War. And she has also with her Jasper Craven, an interim executive director for VHPI. Today, we're going to discuss Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert Wilkie's tenure. Hello. Hi. How are you doing, Suzanne?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
Good, good, good. Good to hear your voice again.
Yes, too.
And also, we have Jasper. Welcome to the show as well. But why don't you lead us off, Suzanne, and let us know, what this whole thing about Wilkie is. And, why his tenure was so problematic.
Well, he's raised a lot of hackles recently because of his response to a 2019 complaint from a veteran who was assaulted, she said, in the Washington, D.C. VA, it turns out, by a private contractor. Mm-hmm. And rather than dealing efficiently and effectively and supportively with the claim, Wilkie instead tried to impugn her credibility, and that was his response. And so an OIG report from the VA Office of Inspector General just came out saying that this was really seriously mishandled, it was insensitive, it was very bad. And so a lot of groups have called for Trump to fire Secretary Wilkie. We at VHPI have always been critical of Wilkie. We think this is one among many reasons why he should have been fired a long time ago. Back in 2017, he pushed out Kayla Williams, who was an Iraq vet, who was then director of the Center for Women Veterans in the VA, and so his tenure has been characterized by a complete failure to respond to veterans' needs, whether it's women veterans, male veterans, LGBTQ veterans, any kind of veteran you want. He failed to fill 50,000 vacancies, which would have helped women veterans. So this is just really, in our view, the tip of a very, very big iceberg that should have warranted much more protest from veterans advocates way long ago. It's kind of a last-minute salvo, and obviously, I would be very surprised if Trump would fire Wilkie. He's been a total loyalist. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if Jasper has some comments or you have some more questions, but
Yeah, that's really amazing because this whole thing is unprecedented. Because you were mentioning the leading veterans organizations, six of them: the American Legion, VFW, right. Disabled American Veterans, AMVETS. I mean, veterans, Vietnam vets of, that are up in arms about this. The Vietnam Veterans of America, and then we also have the Paralyzed Veterans of America joining forces. So this is really a bright red hot spotlight on this, right? Tell us more about this, Jasper. What, your view on this?
Yeah, sure. Well, I just am happy to add a bit more of context to Wilkie's tenure. As Suzanne noted, he, from his first days in the job, was plagued by scandal and controversy. During his Senate confirmation hearings, lawmakers raised serious questions over his past role as a active member in a neo-Confederate group, the Sons of Confederate Veterans.
Yes.
Wilkie also worked for two segregationist senators when he first moved to Washington. And in his work for one of them, blatantly race-baited an opponent in a Senate election in South Carolina. He also suggested that the man running against his boss, this black man, was accepting money from the homosexual community. So if you really look between the lines of Robert Wilkie as a man and leader, there's a lot of very concerning behavior and ideology. In office, Wilkie also defended the displaying of Nazi symbols at veteran cemeteries as lawmakers were trying to scrub them from those places. He defended VA hospitals named after segregationists and Confederate leaders. And, you know, when it just comes to the day-to-day work of the VA providing health care and benefits, he has really not followed the wishes of veterans advocates and has instead really pushed a pretty massive outsourcing of care to the private sector.
Yeah, and also he's refused to fill vacancies that he's statutorily obliged to fill. He's statutorily obliged to staff the agency so that it can deliver care. So, you know, this is just one of a long line, as we both said, of really egregious behavior. And what's sort of disturbing to us, I think, is that a lot of this behavior was tolerated. And, you know, the news of this, what happened to Andrew Goldstein, this is sort of old news. I mean, the OIG report just came out, but there were a lot of reports about Wilkie's conduct after the initial complaint was made. It's a little bit late, sadly. We both wish that there had been more protest against not only his attitudes towards female veterans, but his attitudes towards minority veterans and black and brown veterans and you know, people LGBTQ. It's really quite disturbing, and it's disturbing that this late in the game people are asking for his firing rather than when it all became very clear what kind of quote-unquote leader he will be.
Yeah, I read some of the statements that he made previously, and he was saying Jefferson Davis was a martyr to the lost cause and called him an exceptional man in an exceptional age in 1995. And I had to really check that date. I was thinking he was talking like in the 1800s when I was reading these statements. And he did this at a speech on the Capitol grounds, and he also called abolitionists who opposed slavery radical, mendacious, and enemies of liberty, and stated the Confederate cause was honorable. So this is someone that, you know, I'm looking at the person that who was supposed to have taken that spot, right? We had Ronnie Jackson, who was withdrawn, had to withdraw his bid for that position due to allegations of a hospital work environment, you know, excessive drinking on the job, and also improperly dispensing medications on an ad hoc basis to anyone who wants them. And, you know, so, you know, I'm wondering, you know, if that was enough to stop someone from being appointed. And then I look at this history and seeing what he's done so far, I can see why these veteran organizations are so energized to ask for his resignation.
Well, yeah, but the question really is, you know, this is... We are very supportive. I mean, we think he should have been asked to resign, you know, years ago. He should have never been appointed with the history that he has. And it's easy now, 3 weeks before, 4 weeks, what is it, you know, before the inauguration, it's easy to raise these issues. We wish that these issues had been raised way earlier. I mean, and, you know, like I say, it's, and we, Jasper and I, wrote about this for Veterans Healthcare Policy Institute in our report on the staffing crisis. Kayla Williams, who's really a poster child for female veterans and their needs, she was doing remarkable things at the Office for Women Veterans and the VA, and she was pushed out by Trump. This was before, I believe, was it Jasper, was it before Wilkie came on or after?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I think it was after.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, this is a woman who was really taking great steps and making great strides in making the VA more welcoming to women. I mean, she had photographs of female veterans. They were doing national baby showers. They were really making great strides. And then she was pushed out over a sort of snafu and, you know, a created, manufactured problem with the administration. But the administration did not want someone effective taking care of women veterans. That was, that is not their goal. And then, you know, the cuts in mental health, the cuts in the failure to hire staff. I sound like a broken record, but this is extremely detrimental to women veterans and to all veterans, but particularly, you know, women veterans. So we hope that when the new administration comes in, that, A, the new administration will not repeat the kind of egregious problems of Trump and will reverse a lot of the damage that's been done. But we also hope that the VSOs will be assertive advocates all the time and really champion the expansion of VA benefits to, say, women veterans who have bad paper discharges. You know, it's interesting that the Legion, the VFW, AMVETs that are championing women veterans now, they all have restrictive membership rules that don't allow women veterans who have bad paper discharges, often because they reported sexual assaults, they don't allow those women veterans to belong to their organizations.
Oh, yeah, and that's not...
that's not good.
No. And one of the things that, you know, that you were mentioning before, the male contractor, you know, who assaulted Andrea Goldstein, you know, at the facility, you know, what she mentioned was, you know, he bumped his entire body against mine and told me I looked like I needed a smile and a good time. And that was her, you know, statement to. And you can't look at something like that. And, you know, this is a contractor who is not wearing a uniform also. Okay. And if you are wearing a uniform, this behavior is absolutely unacceptable. And it's especially unacceptable for someone outside to come into your service unit and, you know, assault people within your own unit. She is a soldier. Or she's a corpsman or a Navy person or Air Force. It doesn't make a difference what branch you're in. We should not be allow our service members, who are fellow service members, peers, to be assaulted. That is just unconscionable. We should not be allowing that to happen. So it should be a general message to everyone, right?
Right, but we have to remember that Wilkie was serving a president who said, you know, who broadcast, I mean, I'm not even going to say it, what he said about women, you know, before he was elected.
Yeah.
And people disregarded that and elected him. And Wilkie was serving a president who was elected and supported by people in spite of his racist comments, in spite of his homophobia, in spite of his comments about immigrants, and in spite of his comments about other countries, and in spite of his dissing of veterans and service members as losers and suckers.
Okay, well, we're running out of time. VHPI, what is the site they can go to? Is there a phone number or anything that they, people can find out more about this? Very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's veterans. If you go online, it's veteranspolicy.org.
Okay, veteranspolicy.org.
And we will be preparing our own statement about this, on which will come out in our Monday's Driving the Week.
Okay, I want to really thank our partner, Veterans Healthcare Policy Institute. Please stay with us. We have another show, exciting show coming up for you. Stay there. Stay tuned. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you, Susanna Jasper.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
Service Women Who Serve is proud to partner with Cliff Kelly and the American Heroes Group as an influencer of social change through advocacy, activism, and examination of legacy for military and veterans. We stand as paradigm-shifting thought leaders, believing social justice is grounded in hope.
Hi, this is Chris Kennedy. My wife Sheila and I founded Top Box Foods as a community nonprofit to ensure everyone has safe access to healthy, affordable food. We are honored to partner with Vietnam veteran and our friend Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group, along with Congressman Danny Davis, to celebrate the holidays by donating boxes of delicious meats and chicken, as well as fresh produce from Top Box Foods for veterans and Chicago communities so families can enjoy healthy meals with their loved ones. Happy holidays from the Kennedy family and from all of us at Top Box Foods.
Tabak Law is proud to sponsor and partner with Vietnam veteran Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group. I'm attorney Monica Ireland Karras of Tabak Law. If you're a veteran and you have been wrongfully denied your VA benefits, or you feel your condition was not properly evaluated by the VA, visit TabakAttorneys.com. At Tabak Law, we fight for those who fought for us. 414-375-1735.
America's Heroes Group is proudly sponsored by Attorney Steve Seichman of Seichman Margolis and Fairman LLP, 20 South Clark Street, 2 First National Plaza, Suite 700, Chicago, Illinois, 60603. Toll free, 888-837-3275. Office number is 312-781-1977. Pearl's Place, Down Home Southern Cooking, 3901 South Michigan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 877-275-5852. Veteran business owner, Hare's Golf Shrimp, 7448 South Vincennes Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60621. Call 773-783-1818. Tabak Law, LLC, 6045 North Green Bay Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 414-375-1735. America's Heroes Groups extends a special thanks to our partners, Chris and Sheila Kennedy, and Congressman Danny Davis, for their generous donations of holiday food box giveaways.